Many Haitians still rely on the age-old practice of voodoo to treat medical problems. If the problem is AIDS, some health professionals say voodoo doctors could make all the difference in Haiti's battle against the disease. Amelia Shaw reports.
Marjean Baptiste hasn't said why she wants to see a Hongon, or voodoo priest, but it's clearly important. She's traveled 4 hours over broken roads to consult with a Hongon named Big. She's wearing what is probably her best dress, a green chiffon bridesmaid's gown. She has to stoop to enter the peristyle, the temple where Hongon receive their clients. Wooden drums lean in the doorway, and serpents, saints, and mermaids cover the walls. In the corner is an empty cot. It's for sick patients, some of whom will have AIDS. Haiti has about 400,000 people infected with the virus, many of whom believe they've been cursed, says Big.
The world is mean. If you steal, if you're jealous, or if someone wants your girlfriend, they'll get you.
So when the first symptoms of illness appear, many people go straight to the local Hongon. Treatments can cost as much as 4 months' salary, and they might involve drinking murky herbal potions or sleeping outside for weeks at a time. For someone with pneumonia or TB, this can be a disaster. Marge's consultation begins. Big sits in front of a wide, flat basket with a deck of cards and some old coins. He is calling the spirits. After a few moments, Big puts down the rattle and wipes his brow with a black cloth. He has the eyes of a different man. He shuffles the cards and lays them on the basket in a star pattern. Marge sits tensely in front of him.
You have little ones. One of them is not the same. He is sick like his mother.
Marge is motionless.
And for what he has, for the sickness you both have, I can do nothing for you.
She stares hard at Big's face.
But I see you're in some colony of people. Hold on to them tight. If you don't, your sickness will kill you.
In Haiti, Big is an anomaly. He is one of the few Hongon who doesn't believe in an AIDS curse.
So a patient comes to me with evil diarrhea. I am trained to see that. But if I see that it is AIDS, I can't resolve that. It's for medicine to resolve.
If he thinks someone has AIDS, Big sends them to a clinic to get tested. If they test positive, he tells them to go see a medical doctor. But what about the other Hongon who say they can cure AIDS?
It's all a bluff. Hongon can't treat AIDS. Only medicine can.
Patricia Laurence directs AIDS outreach programs with the Esther Boussicault Foundation in nearby St. Marc. She thinks some Hongon actually spread AIDS, and that giving them AIDS education could significantly lower Haiti's infection rate.
Imagine a girl who gets an STD like herpes. She thinks her husband's girlfriend put a curse on her genitals, so she goes to the Hongon. He gives her medicine, she gets a little better. Now the Hongon says part of her payment is sleeping with him. This is accepted because Hongon are polygamous. So, if the Hongon is not informed about STDs and AIDS, he can infect himself and the whole community.
Laurence encourages Hongon, like Big, to refer their patients to local clinics. It isn't easy, but for health workers, it could open the door to rural communities.
You can't go see a Hongon and act like you oppose him. Because if we don't work with the Hongon, we will miss up to 60% of our population.
Marge comes away from her consultation with mixed feelings. Marge is HIV positive, and so is her youngest child. She says maybe Big couldn't help her with the virus, but he did give her some good advice.
I got tested when I was 20. I was going to throw myself in front of a car. But a woman from a support group gave me courage. Now I'm in the group. It supports me.
Marge says without the group's support, the disease would destroy her. So maybe Hongon can't treat AIDS, but they can direct Haitians to the people who can. And if more Hongon follow Big's lead, Haiti could win a small battle in its fight against AIDS. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Shaw.